Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 29. Our drop date is Thursday, July 16th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have this week? There's one, two, three, and they are...
They're the Perfect Storm, and we are pretty fired up to have these guys on here. Folks, they've got a great story. They have started out on fire here, and we're very happy to have Maddie, James, and Ethan here. Guys, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having us.
You bet. You've got a very powerful and very unique sound. I know I've listened to the song several times and been very impressed with what's happening. And Maddie and I had a little opportunity to talk off camera, and I said, you know, my analogy, and I want to see if this, number one, if it offends you guys, and I hope it sure doesn't, but number two, I think it's what sets you apart. You've kind of got that 50s purity, soda shop, clean, positive message that's happening there, but in a very modern today sound. And I said to Maddie, I was trying to pin this genre, that genre, this genre on, and you can't do it. You guys are absolutely unique. How do you respond to that?
I say you're correct. I mean, we are unique, and we all like different styles of music, and we blend it together. That's why we call ourselves the Perfect Storm, because we feel we have blended all the best elements of music together and are creating our sound by doing that.
Well, and doing so outside of what would be the norm, I guess, from the music industry. You guys are all in New York State and in different spots of New York State. Do you think some of that Eastern influence is coming into this as well?
I mean, it could. I mean, where we're located, there are a lot of different genres of music that are liked up here. A lot of people like rock and pop and hip hop, and country music is huge. Orchestra. I mean, there's so many different styles of music up here. Mm-hmm. I do think that has had an influence on us as well, too.
Yeah. Terrific. Now, you have an album, Maiden Voyage, which is your debut album, which came out and just absolutely blew people out of the water. You had off of that album, three national radio number ones. How did that happen right off the bat?
Luck.
Well, you know. Yes, I guess.
We've put a lot of work into our craft, and but there is a lot of luck to it, though, too. I mean, you don't know what other songs you're going to be going up against when you're on the radio. And there's
sure.
a lot of great artists and a lot of good big artists that we were up against as well, too. So and we're honored that we were able to do what we've done so far. And we are hoping we can build off that and, you know, expand even more.
Now, did I see, too, you've won some awards internationally as well with this, did you not?
Yes, we won the Red Carpet Music Awards for Best Pop Song with Magic Feeling.
All right, fantastic. And we're going to be hearing that one just in a few minutes too. And Rolling Stone called you out as an up and coming band. Yeah. So that's some pretty impressive accolades right off the bat.
Yes. I mean, anytime you could be in Rolling Stone magazine, that's a, you know, very big and, you know, appreciated thing.
You know, kind of the goal.
Yes. And we hope to be in it more.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned Magic Feeling, which is one of the award winners. Kind of give us the backstory on this song.
So it originally, and it still is like it's a country song, but it's more of like a modern now country song. So, you know, it's basically like a reflection of life. You look at, you know, starting as a young man and, You know, you're basically just out of high school, going into college, starts in the summer, you're on the beach, beautiful women, your friends, you know, drinking beer. And then that stage is gone. And then you go to college and you develop more. And that stage, you know, is now gone. And then it goes into a relationship. You think this person might be the one, but it fails. And you go on and you look and you say, well, you know, these were all great experiences and they made you who you are. And then the song ends where, you know, you wake up, you're next to the person who you are meant to be with, and you have a family. So it's kind of, and then it ends at the beginning, almost like it's somebody new now, like the circle of life kind of type of thing, you know.
Which is one of the things that I think is wonderful about what you guys are doing. It is relatable. We all know these scenarios. We've all gone through them.
Yeah. We try to write music, I mean, not only for ourselves and for our own, you know, personal interest, but also for others. You know, I mean, to be an artist, you have to have that relatability, because if nobody can relate or understand, I mean, they're just going to tune you out. And, you know, we want people to like our music and to make it the soundtrack of their lives.
No question.
Otherwise, it's just background. You know, otherwise you just might as well be elevator music, which nothing against that. You know, they still do that. If they still play that in elevators now, that, you know, that's fine. But that wasn't what we were going for, you know.
No question.
We hope you listen to us over a vacuum.
There you go. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is one of the award winners. This is Magic Feeling from The Perfect Storm.
Subject matter, start to know who I am. Girlfriend, how our love grows together. Heartbreak is how it ends. Women in bikinis, drinking beers with my friends.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is the full circle. Magic Feeling from The Perfect Storm. Great tune, guys. Great tune.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side, talk a little bit about the creative process with The Perfect Storm. Hey, Quarter Peep, what's with all the packages that have been hitting the front porch these past couple of weeks?
Well, I was hoping you hadn't noticed, but they're my new workout wear from Wear Playground.
Well, I knew you'd been up in your workout game, and I was just thinking the other day how good you looked in those jump track leggings.
You know, I am loving them because they're stylish, supportive, and they perform. From leggings to bike shorts, tanks, tees, and sweats, Wear Playground will elevate your workout game too. And if you order using the promo code VCS, you'll get an additional 20% off your order. So, hey, check them out at wearplayground.com. And don't forget the promo code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are joined by The Perfect Storm. Ethan, James, and Maddie are here with us. Guys, I'm interested to hear how everything comes about with you guys to create this. It's such a clean sound. It's such a genuine sound. What does it look like when you guys are actually writing the music?
It varies. Sometimes we approach each other with songs that are, like, pretty much for the most part written, and we add elements to it, or sometimes we write them, you know, together and then, you know, add parts. But I guess, yeah, I mean, Ethan, you could say, because he writes.
Yeah, I mean, like, this song here, this was one that Jim probably wrote, I don't know, years ago. Yeah, I mean, you could probably say how many years, but compared to where we started this song to where it ended, yes. it came such a long way from the original vibe. There was a lot of different things that I ended up adding to the song that I just heard in my head after James, like, kind of showed us the core demo. And I would record it by myself in the basement for some of those parts, and I'd get them back to him, and he'd just be blown away. He's like, I would never think about doing that in this song. So, like, a lot of the rhythm guitars, like the background guitars, some of the stuff I was doing. But when it comes to our writing process, I mean, like James is saying, we're all over the place. Like, I'm one of those guys where I might pick up a guitar, come up with something, get a little inspiration, and I've got to record right then and there. And I won't leave the basement until I've got a full song pretty much fledged out. So for me, I thrive on, you know, kind of being in my own head and being alone. But it is nice when we get to work together and come up with something together. It's a whole other vibe when we can work like that.
Absolutely. But like you said, it's all different. Like, there's a new song that we're working, that we've already done, that's on the new album that we're working on, and it's an instrumental, and it was just something that we kind of, when we were jamming out together, we just warmed up. It was like a warm up, mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we were like, you know, this is pretty good, and then you add to it, you know, from there. We're all over the map, basically, you know, how it may come about, and then while you're making it and while you're mixing it, it all changes too. It's, you know, the evolution is, it can be pretty wild sometimes.
Plus the differences in our music styles. I mean, we're all over the map. I mean, you know, we love metal, we love rock, we love the oldies, we love country music. I mean, and then, you know, approaching and trying to blend all those things, it's, you know, a unique task trying to do that.
Do you find you have certain songs that come together quicker than others? Is it a process that looks fairly similar all the time?
I would kind of say our more heavier, like, more driven songs, I think, kind of come together a little bit quicker. And mm-hmm. then some of the slower stuff, because you want to be intricate but meaningful at the same time, I think, like, those take a little bit longer in the process sometimes.
Yeah.
And we also try to be creative too, and we try to not duplicate things as much as possible as well too, you know, but yet we try to have elements and keep it within the time frame so things are radio friendly, and, you know, we try to hit the masses as well. So there's, like, this, like I said, it's like almost like a balancing act of what you like and what you hope is going to work as well too.
Yeah. Well, and each of the three that we have on today with the show are different and unique in their own way, but there is still your sound that is common to each, which is, I think it's one of the great things about the band. I think that's one of the reasons you guys have really hit it the way you have already.
Thank you. And we do think we're unique because, you know, we listen to the radio like anybody else. We listen to all the groups that are out there and, you know, we love music and we do hear the difference between our stuff and other groups out there. And, you know, we want to stick out. I mean, another thing that is unique about us is all three of us sing songs as well, too. And we all write and we all sing songs as well, take lead on the album, and we harmonize. I mean, there's not many bands that do that or have really done that for the
very
most part.
Very true. Very true. You know, one of the other things that I've seen is you really try and involve the fans, too. I love the references to the Storm Chasers. Tell me a little bit about that.
We just kind of came up with, but we love, you know, the fans. I mean, because without the fans, I mean, you know, we're nothing. We're just sitting in a basement somewhere, just, you know, and it's the fans that will drive you to the great heights or, you know, keep you where you are if you can't get them on your side. And, you know, but we love it and we love, you know, performing and we love, you know, making other people happy as well, too. So.
Well, I kind of think like coming up with the nickname of like Storm Chasers, I think it's something that sticks in your head a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whether you think it's cheesy or not, like you hear it and you keep seeing it, like it, you remember it no matter what your feelings are towards it.
Yeah. And well, it also, you have to be unique, and that's what it does.
And it also helps the fan have like some sort of ownership or involvement as well, too.
No question.
Here comes the Storm Chasers. I love it.
So the next one that we've got queued up is We Fell in Love. And this is really kind of a different song. I really like that. I think of the three, this is really the one that stands out to me. Give us the backstory on We Fell in Love.
Oh, I mean, it started off as, you know, kind of like a poppy, you know, bubblegummy, you know, song, which it still has those elements to it. And then, you know, with Ethan, he has kind of like this really like trippy guitar solo. Yeah. And then Maddie, he does almost like this kind of like a surf Ringo drum type beat or whatever. That's, you know, really good. I mean, the song just comes together. And at the end, it gets a little heavier and, you know, we're shouting kind of like We Fell in Love, almost inspired similar to like, I don't know if you're familiar, like the Animals or a group like that, like, you know, Eric Burden or something like that. All brought different styles into it, you know?
Yeah. I love the elements that are in this. And I know everybody else is going to give this one a listen. We Fell in Love, The Perfect Storm.
I'm
bet. Quarter Peep, I know where that's going.
Oh, it's already on my playlist, just so you
all
know.
All right.
Yay!
We Fell in Love from The Perfect Storm. Great, great tune, guys. Really, there are so many elements that you've got in there rolled into that. It's just a very cool listen.
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a while. It actually does fit. It just feels like it all fits. And then Jimmy's got that 1, 2, 3, 4 that I suggested maybe we keep in. It kind of sounds like, you know, The Boss. You know what I mean? It kind of sounds like you're starting out like a Bruce Springsteen, but then it does something different, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and Maddie uses the, was it the quads or the aerial tom? What are those?
Yeah, no, rotos. I used the rotos for that, just to
high-pitched
drum. Spice it up. We didn't use the roto toms in the recording of the first album a lot. We only used it in like 2 or 3 songs. Probably because, well, technology changes too. We, you know, we didn't start out with the greatest of equipment. We had some good stuff, but we didn't get a really, really good mic until, you know, like towards the end of that. We had some good mics, but.
when you're limited on 8 microphones, you know, going into your DAW, there's not too much you can really do. So you got to be very strategic about mic placement.
Even more impressive with what you guys have done, really without the big backing, but competing and succeeding in the big arena.
Ethan and I, we have engineering experience, and we both work, you know, pretty much together on this. We have at times different ideas about it, but we are able to make it, you know, work with our engineering skills and mixing skills, and you know, so that's a big advantage for us as well.
Absolutely. Well, you can hear it on the other end, and that's what's most impressive.
Yes, we love it.
Folks, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side and find out how you can get in touch and follow The Perfect Storm.
Or be a perfect storm.
The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada, and we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with The Perfect Storm. Maddie, James, and Ethan are joining us. Quarter Peep has already increased her playlist by 2, and I bet you this third one is going to go on there as well. I know there are a lot of folks that are listening to you right now that are saying, hey, wow, I need to hear more. Where do folks find you?
Oh, they can find us.
We're on Spotify. Oh, go
ahead. Your YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Linktree, The Perfect Storm, our website, Amazon. I mean, we're everywhere. Any place that you can find music to, Andorra. Yeah, we're there.
Super. Well, and you mentioned, too, that you have a new album coming out, some songs already recorded for that.
Yes.
What are the current projects? What are you doing moving forward right now?
Well, we are working on our second album, which we're trying to finish before the summer is out here. And we're also playing shows. We have a show coming up on July 19th, which is a benefit show that we're doing. And we've been working on trying to get more gigs. Hopefully we can open up for some like big national headliners is what we're really working on. And then just getting more radio play and expanding the fan base and things like that. You know, so.
And the listing of the shows and where you're going to be appearing and so forth, folks can find that on all your socials.
Media, Facebook, those things. Again, if they go to Linktree, The Perfect Storm, that will show all the links to all of our different pages, which is probably the easiest thing to remember.
Super. Right. Super. Well, guys, it's been impressive. We have one more queued up. This is Song for My Friends, which is so much fun. Tell us about this one.
Well, it's a song that's literally for the people that are there for you. Life at times can get stale, stagnant, and you may feel like you're in a rut, but it's your friends and the people who are around you that lift you up. I mean, that keep you going. And that's what the song is for. It's like, you know, a tribute to them. Almost like a one of those like drinking type songs you should hear in like a bar hall or something. Yeah.
So turn it up. Got it.
I mean, there's there's a lot of great elements to it. Ethan plays one of my favorite guitar solos actually on it as well.
Yes, and, definitely. Definitely.
And we actually, with the drums, the snare drum actually is blended with a gunshot.
Oh.
Gives it that extra piercing sound.
All right. Well, that's one of the references I didn't think I was going to hear tonight, but okay. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Me neither. You know, might want to keep a couple things secret. You know, it's not all that out of a bag.
All right. The secret's out. So listen up for this, folks. This is Song for My Friends from The Perfect Storm.
When you're lost in life without any inspiration, horrible seems to be the situation. Trapped inside those dreams you've been chasing, I know you'll save me. This song is down, not making a sound. You woke me up, pick me up off the ground. And so I thank you for being there for me all the time, anywhere. When I was down, not making a sound, you woke me up, pick me up off the ground.
And the friends appreciate it, too. The song for my friends, The Perfect Storm. Telling secrets as well. So, James, I think you're going to owe the band a little bit after that.
You heard the man.
Great tune. It's recorded now, so you can't get away from it.
I'm just kidding.
Yep, trade secrets are out there.
No, great tune, guys, and I agree with you, James. That is one of the better guitar solos. Congratulations, Ethan. Thank you. That's really catching it.
Yeah, he's very talented on guitar. So,
well, all three of you are. There are so many unique sounds that we heard tonight, and man, I wish you guys continued success. You got to make sure you keep in touch with us and let us know what's happening. Let us know when that new album gets released. Yeah. We'd love to talk to you again about that.
We will get it to you as soon as it comes out.
That's perfect. Ethan, James, and Maddie from The Perfect Storm, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you guys. For having us.
Thanks a lot for having us.
It's been a lot of fun. Folks, we appreciate all the support you've given us. If you know more bands like The Perfect Storm that you would like us to be talking to, please drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's the best way for you to get in touch with us. If you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be up to, and we've got a lot happening over these next couple of months, vehiclecitysound.com is the website that's got all of the old shows on it, and it has schedules. You'll know who's coming up on the show. You'll know where we're going to be, and we'll have some fun. Again, we thank everybody. We thank The Perfect Storm for being with us here tonight. And hey, everybody, do good things.